The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. This day and time, we really need to look back and see the hand of God in our history in this nation. Let's review a segment of our history that's not commonly known. While the Pilgrims and Puritans were establishing themselves in New England, a giant step toward human liberty was occurring in Scotland. In 1638, the King of England was trying to force Roman Catholicism on the Scots. For years, the Scots had been more and more throwing off this yoke, and they were not about to submit to what they believed were satanic rituals that would plunge them back into the slavery of the Dark Ages. Thus, they came together in a covenant, which means the meeting of minds, vowing to fight to the death to refuse Catholic tyranny in their churches and civil government. Over 3,200 people signed the original document, many signing it in their own blood, saying, "We will die rather than live as slaves to a government that won't submit to the moral law of God." While the movement was far from perfect, the basic premise that the moral law of the Bible must be the basis of all civil law, and the principle that all are subject to the civil law, be he king or common man, would become cornerstones of American liberty. The Scots would develop under the leadership of reformer John Knox an expression of this covenant for their civil rulers. Once a government servant was elected, they were required to take an oath toward God and the people. They must declare their commitment to be the servant of God in their office and rule according to the Bible. Then they must commit to the people to rule them according to the laws of God. The people would then take an oath to be the people of God and obey Him in their personal lives. Next, the people would pledge before God that they would support their newly elected ruler so long as he kept his agreement with God. They were not obligated to him if he didn't keep his word to God to rule the people according to the Bible. This Scottish covenant with their rulers would become a foundation stone in our Declaration of Independence. In declaring the reason we had the right to declare our independence from England, Thomas Jefferson wrote that to secure these rights, that is of life, liberty, and property, governments are instituted among men, that whenever any government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish such government and to institute new government. So what does this mean for us today? It means exactly the same thing it meant for our founding fathers. Any government servant that does not live and administer law according to the moral law of God should be replaced in the next election. You may say, "Well, what if the people won't get out and vote in order to replace him? Or what if they're too deceived to even know the importance of voting?" In that case, we're to work to teach them. This is one of the goals of Heritage Ministries. Only a return to covenant with our God and His Word will save us from slavery. As with the Scots and their covenant of 1638, we must, as John Adams said, quote, "Resolve to die as free men rather than live as slaves." The Bible says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." Consider, do you know how to establish biblical government in your family and church? If not, how can you expect to know how to fix civil government? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.